What do you hope happens now? What do you need to see as a Baylor alum to make you feel more comfortable being proud of going to Baylor?
Well, I'll say this. If the Board of Regents' job, if their mission was to destroy the national brand of Baylor and the faith that people have in Baylor as an institution, if that was their mission accomplished. So they need to go. The board has mishandled this from the very, very beginning. The only thing that they did right was get rid of the three people at the top who seem to have played a role in sweeping this under the rug. But the trickle out of information and, you know, constantly, waiting for another shoe to drop, this should have been released from the beginning. We're all big boys and girls. You know, we can handle the information. I understand that there were probably some legal ramifications associated with this, but there needs to be wholesale sweeping changes at the leadership level. And I don't think that, just saying, we got rid of Briles when it all came to light is enough. I think a lot of these people need to be replaced, and I think they need to be replaced with a better mechanism that's more transparent, that has accountability to we, the alumni, not itself. That's what bothers me, now. At this point, until the victims are, compensated for what they went through, and until the board replaces itself with a more transparent body, I don't think this problem is going to be fixed. There will always be the notion that maybe we didn't get all the information and maybe other things were swept under the rug. And I just don't feel good about it in any way. So in order for me as a fan to get to a point where, I feel good about the program, look, I'll take 0-12 with kids that I can be proud of, and not have to apologize for where I went to school over, 10-win seasons, 11-win seasons, and, people running roughshod over the campus and doing terrible things and being allowed to get away with it. I can't defend the institution any longer. I hope that the NCAA doesn't, come in and just, institute the death penalty, and we end up with a, $300 million mausoleum to Baylor football on the side of I-35. The whole idea was, let's build it on I-35 so that it can stand as a tribute to Baylor football, and, as a recruiting tool. And as it turns out, it's going to end up being our tombstone.